Hey guys, welcome to the Passion Podcast and welcome to lovely Sydney, Australia, Sydney Entertainment Center. We are underway for Passion Sydney, and I didn't want to forget you guys, but we are rolling. And right now there are about 8,000, mostly university age people in the entertainment center lifting up one voice, and they're singing Yahweh, holy is the Lord. Yahweh, holy is the Lord. And tonight we're just preparing a place for you, Lord. We want you to come and be in our midst tonight. This is not about passion. It's not about songs, people. It's not about words. It's not about an event. It's not about a world tour. Tonight is about you, the one and only true God. You are the Lord and you are holy. And tonight we are here in your name. We are here for you and we want you to do supernatural things in our midst. So we're praising you and trusting you for that. In Jesus' name. Guys, welcome back. Stop number 17, Passion World Tour. What a journey. Kiev, Stockholm, Sao Paulo, Kampala, Paris, London, Manila, KL, Jakarta, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Mexico City, Vancouver, Seoul, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and tonight, the lovely city of Sydney, Australia. We're down under. Good on you, mate. G'day. How you going? And all the other nice Australian greetings, and it's going to be a phenomenal night. I just wanted to say hello. You can hear a little thumping in the background. I don't know if you can or not. It's a little speaker in the dressing room back here. Let me just turn it up, see what happens. Okay, nothing happened. When I turned it, everything went away. Okay, here's going to sound like Chris in a matchbox. You ready?
Shout it. We're going to dance together in this place. We're going to celebrate God in this place. Everything we got, the back to the front, young and old. Come on, Red. We will sing, sing, sing.
That's what it sounds like coming out of the little box on the wall. So I'm in there, we're rolling, we're starting. We've already had a phenomenal opening, so I'm out of here, but I'll be back soon. Thanks for your prayers on the journey. Pray for tonight, the kingdom come. Your will be done right here, right now. That's what we're praying for. See you soon. Going to join the Passion Podcast real fast because, oh, thank you so much. I know that there are probably no podcast listeners down under down here. I don't know if our podcast makes it down to Australia or not, but our 72 listeners and a couple of you are here tonight. That's pretty amazing. But we just want to let the world know, because see, the world, most of the world, they don't know. They're not sure you guys are even under here. They've heard of a country down here, but they're not sure. And so it'd just be good for them because there are people listening to this right now. This is our last of 17 stops, right? Not yet. That wasn't even quite Toledo, you know, Ohio. So that wasn't good. You don't get that, but that wasn't. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Hopefully we got that on the podcast. Well, shout out for Laminin on the podcast. So we just want to let people hear, because people in Europe, people in Asia, people in Africa, people in South America, people across the United States and other places in the world, are going to listen to this. And so I'd just love for you to let them know that there's some people actually in Australia that feel like they're being raised up to be the generation to make Jesus famous right here, right now. I think that's a yes, and I just saw a kangaroo go by, so everything's good down here. People will believe that. That's the funniest part. Awesome. So shout out from Oz and the land down under, and we'll be back. Hey, Jesse.
What?
Just finished 17 cities. And it's been a pretty incredible ride. What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking, A, I can't believe it's over, and B, I'm really ready to see my family.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of emotions. This is Jesse. He plays bass with Chris and writes a bunch of these songs with him. And, you know, it's hard to believe. We dreamed about this for a long time, and now we're looking out at, you know, people leaving the entertainment center in Sydney, and it happened.
I can't believe that we're in Sydney and there's not a better place to end a tour, I don't think. These people were, they came hungry, they came expectant. You could feel it from before the night even started, that people were expecting God to do great things. And I just pray now, it's like we do every night when we're leaving, that people are really grasp what we're bringing to the table, and what we're carrying around the world is the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really pray when people leave. They're not talking about passion. They're not talking about Chris. They're not talking about Crowder. They're talking about the grace of God and just how amazing it is. And I just pray that that doesn't ever get old.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Someone handed me a note during the offering. And normally, you know, when that happens, you're not really sure what's going on. But for whatever reason, I read this one. And it just simply says, hey, Louis, I was at Shelby Farms. And thank you for bringing passion to my country. That's awesome to think that right on the front row, and it's dark back here, so I can't read her name. Can you read that? Is it like
Jane?
Yeah, so incredible. 8 years ago on that field with us outside of Memphis praying for the world, and there she was on the front row tonight. The farthest place we could be from Memphis, Tennessee right now in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that just now, because I was thinking about being there, or just even the journey we started in 97, and how, you know, all those girls probably that were there are moms now, you know, and that just this movement of God is changing generations, like generation after generation. And I was just thinking that, like, we're here tonight in Sydney, and how many generations and kids, babies growing up are going to be affected by even just tonight, the glory of God falling in this room tonight, and that girl coming up and handing you that note saying, I was there 8 years ago, and, you know, she's, I would guess, sort of like my age now, in her 30s, and her life was impacted then, and she's here now, and it's like, goes from generation to generation, and that's just amazing. I can't even really put my mind around it, but it's awesome.
I guess what you're saying is that we're all focused on these university students, and but we forget that they grow up, and after 12 years of doing events for university students, a bunch of them have grown up now, and they're sort of, you know, still very much a part of this. And I think our podcast audience is, Jesse, I heard it's up into the like 150 range by now.
We're
and
doing it.
Yeah, we're moving up, and a lot of them are not 20-year-olds. They're 42-year-olds, and
62-year-olds, and there are people going, I still believe it, but a lot of them are people like you're talking about who were impacted somewhere along the way, Passion 99, you know, Passion 97 back in Austin, the Passion event we did on the road to One Day, or who knows where along the way. But Christy, it's been great having you with us, singing with Tomlin and the guys. And Sydney, Australia, it's your first time here?
Yes.
And the last stop on the tour, what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking that I want to come back.
This is the first thing everyone thinks when they come to Sydney is, I want to come back.
I felt like I really, like when the first day I had to kind of like adjust my eyes. Like I thought like, is that like a movie scene? Like it's like a drop cloth with like a painting, because I looked at the bridge and those visuals you see all the time when you see Sydney on television and see the Opera House. And it's like, wait, you know, I'm looking at the bridge and at the Opera House. The view from my hotel was amazing. But just getting to be with the people and what God has already deposited here, just kind of meeting up with that has been really cool. And at the same time, just so thankful what he's doing all across the world and in us. And somehow when we meet all together, it connects in some way. And it's just, it's overwhelming. I was telling him earlier, I'm just really quite overwhelmed, but it's amazing.
Well, the good news is we can all get to go home. And I know for you, that's four kids at home and a beautiful wife waiting for you. And for you, that's three kids at home and a beautiful husband waiting for you at home. And so I know that's a happy thought. And all of us are ready to get to Atlanta, which is a weird thought. We're all going home to Atlanta together. So that's pretty bizarre. But we got a lot of stuff ahead of us. And then maybe after a few months when we forget about the jet lag and what it feels like to go around the world three times, it looks like maybe we can land back in a few of these cities. And I'm really ready to get home and really ready to see Passion Church vision come to life. But I'm also excited that this isn't going to be our last world tour stop, hopefully, by the grace of God. And the people we found and the response of people has really, it's been incredible. And to look around, there are about 8,000 people in this place tonight representing, you know, every ministry, IV, Campus Crusade, the Baptist, the Evangelical Union, Hillsong, you know, City Life Church, and all these different movements. But it was one Jesus. And that was enough tonight to unify us all under this roof.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself. And, of course, that was a prophecy about the crucifixion. But it's true today. When we lift him up, all the walls come down. It doesn't matter what flavor you're from. Jesus is Lord. And if you lift that up, then everything else, as Paul says, is secondary. Yeah. You know, it's not worth arguing over a lot of the things. Some of the things are probably, but... Yeah. A lot of the things don't matter. You just lift Jesus up and you come together and you're just one body under one Lord and one Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys so much. It's been awesome doing this with you. Thanks for being on the Passion Podcast. I have a special gift for each of you for being on the podcast with us today. It's a Casio wristwatch, and I have for you a clock radio. And you'll be getting those a little bit later before you leave. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, y'all can fight and trade over whatever you're going to get. Thank you guys so much. I'll be back with you guys on the podcast in just a couple minutes. So welcome back to the lovely green room at Sydney Entertainment Center. I have just achieved greatness. I have Shelley Giglio and David Crowder going to be on the podcast at the same time. Tony Crowder is giving me the look like
she's not coming over.
I took a photo last night, but that's about all you're getting from me. And it was a great photo, though.
Yes, it was.
Looked good
she's
on there.
Fantastic. She is pretty.
She is. And David, you took a nice photo also. Thank you for that. It's very, very nice.
I was projecting well. I thought he captured what I was attempting to send out, and he did a fantastic job.
Just what? You just got arrested? What exactly were you sending out?
Okay, so we made it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big thought when you think about where we started in Passion 07, saying to those 20,000 something students in Atlanta, we want to take this thing to the world. And they cheered like crazy and got behind us with their energy and their money and their hearts and prayers. And so we set out to try to figure it out. And here we are in Sydney looking back all of a sudden. That's kind of weird. I mean, we just finished tonight, but it's like, wow. And you guys have been with us this whole last leg, which has been phenomenal. And Chris Tomlin has just joined us, ladies and gentlemen. It's awesome.
Sir, so you're with
Thursday.
So what David Crowder, the podcast listeners, have been writing in and asking, and they want to hear from you. They want to know what your thoughts are on this world tour, and what's going through your mind right now?
Oh, man, we were just actually in the hallway, myself, Tony, your lovely wife, sort of recapping. It's just, it's kind of one of those hard to, you don't really want to put the period at the end of the sentence. You just want to kind of leave it hanging a bit. And so it's one of those, look back at, oh my gosh, all the things that we saw happen in city after city, but you just don't really want it to stop.
Yeah. We're kind of torn. I mean, you guys, you know, don't have, you know, like three screaming kids at home like Jesse does. Jesse's first thing was, I'm glad it's over, but I got to go home. Yeah. And you guys are thinking, you know, we could go to Bali from here, or
just reverse it. I like to plan a reverse it, you know, reverse it. Go back, you know, start back Hong Kong, Tokyo, Seoul, wind up in Kiev eventually, right? Just turn it around.
That would be like pretty amazing, would it not? If the blog tonight said, we're backing up and we're coming back to every city in the same order.
I'm going to have to go home. Okay. So,
yeah, but it's been incredible having you guys with us and having you lead every night. And tonight I could see people, and, you know, Chris and I have been here before, but it's the first time the Crowder Band has made it down under to the land of Oz. And I was watching people, and it was that half sheer astonishment when you were playing tonight, and they were pretty darn happy to be able to see you in person and sing these songs with you.
Yeah, it took a while, but I finally spotted the guy who knew a couple of our songs. It took about 10, 15 minutes, but I finally found him. And I keyed off of him all night, man. It was, we were going.
No, that is not true. Not from where I was standing. There was a lot of people that were fired up. And in fact, someone just told me in the hall about some of our special guests that were way back in the back. And they said, man, they were in the crowd or they were going nuts. So it was a great night. It's been good having you guys here. If Tony were going to say something about the tour, David, what do you think she would say?
It's been amazing just spending all this time with my husband in all these beautiful cities.
Oh, my.
I'm pretty – is that what you would – she's nodding. Yeah, very. That's true.
That's coming from a couple who went bowling yesterday in Sydney.
We didn't mean to. I mean, you know, it's like things like this just happen. So we spent the afternoon in a bowling alley in Sydney, Australia.
But I have to say, it was like the bowling alley of the future. It wasn't like your average, what do you call those bowling alleys? There's three letters. AM something.
AMF.
AMF bowl. Yeah, it wasn't your Texarkana 16. It was something altogether different.
Yeah, this is the sports of the future right here.
That's
this was
Brunswick bowl.
Brunswick. That's really good. Yeah, Brunswick, yeah. No, this was a sporting of the future. Here in Sydney, Australia. Bowling is where it's going.
So, Shelley, you've been back in the powerhouse of this thing, and, you know, with a whole lot of people doing the stuff that actually has to happen so that David and Chris and I can have a stage to stand on and people to speak and sing to. And what are you feeling right now that 17 cities are behind us?
I feel incredibly happy. I feel like it's been exciting and worth every moment of it, and really, really happy that God's done something amazing, and really pretty glad that it's over. And just, you know, excited to kind of look back and just celebrate what's happened. Don't feel like we need a whole lot more right now. Just feel like we have enough. So it feels really good. Yeah. So.
And are you, I heard you were going to announce our 64 world tour city for next year tonight on the podcast.
I was, but I've changed my mind. I've just changed my mind. No, I think we're going to hold off a little while until we do something else like this. Maybe just a short season of regrouping.
Yeah. Tell us just something just from your perspective tonight, because you're not on a stage. You get to really see the room and how it feels and see people coming in and that whole thing. Tell us something from your point of view, what you saw about tonight and what your feeling was about what happened in Sydney tonight.
Yeah, I think it's like a lot of the other cities. I think there are a bunch of people here who have probably never seen this many kids their age, 18 to 25-year-old kids, students, in a place together really going for God. And so there was a lot of spectating. They were watching what was happening, you know, with us, but they were watching each other. I think just seeing that there's a big group of them, and that, you know, when we talk about stuff changing in this city and on their campuses, that there's enough of them to actually have that happen. And I think they got in touch with that tonight. And so it felt like something was something happened in the room that was bigger than what was coming just from the stage, but something happened in the room where they were really able to see each other and kind of get a grip on the fact that God could change this whole city. So
yeah, before it started, the line was like a couple times looping back and forth and all around, and you just seeing people walking up from the bus or from UTS, which is the campus right next door, or however they were rolling up to this place, and just seeing, you know, this sea of mostly university age young people, that did, I think, as much. And there's a little bit of the 360 factor going on there tonight, and that's, we've seen it in a few cities where people are just standing there looking around going, wow, this is a very cool sight.
Yeah. It was pretty special. It, something about people all arriving at once and just being outside the doors and seeing friends, but yeah, seeing the mass of people and going, this is bigger than me, and this is bigger than what God's doing in me, and it could be something that really takes over. And I think there was some of that happening in the room tonight. It was really exciting to watch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Chris, tell us what your favorite David Crowder song of the evening was.
Very, very easy. I Saw the Light. I Saw the Light, and Christy Knuckles and I did a little line dance over on the side, and it was a really nice moment. It's just a celebration of everything we've been wanting to do.
Is that your first time line dancing in a praise and worship setting?
Yes. Yes, I'm glad it happened tonight in Sydney. But no one saw me. I was in the back, so I wasn't, like, disturbing anybody. But it was, I just felt it tonight. I felt the spirit of...
Did you see the light?
I Saw the Light.
So I Saw the Light is universal, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
A hoedown is universal. It transcends culture.
Yes.
And we've seen people in Japan kind of going for it. We've seen that bluegrass spirit and soul. We've seen it in Mexico City. It's pretty phenomenal. Yeah. So, Chris, how, I know it's unfair to ask you. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Tell us what your highlight was from the 17-city world tour, your greatest memory from the tour, the one that stands out above all the other memories in the city that was your favorite city of all the cities on the tour so far. Oh, man, we've been getting asked that question every city, you know, like the leaders meeting we had today. They're like, okay, like, give me your big highlight of the tour so far. And I'm like, yeah. The tour is the highlight of the tour. It's incredible. But just Sydney's over, and we're all rolling out of here. What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking I'm carrying the God of the City song, and I was thinking about it all day and thinking about tonight, how powerful that message has been for this tour, and to kind of put a period there with Sydney and in these major cities, these great cities of the world, and just singing that tonight in this city and thinking about the past 17 cities. And singing that tonight, and I was going through my mind these different cities, and as we were singing that, the different reactions, and this maybe the scariest moment of my life was the first time I sang it in Russian in Kiev when you said, "And Chris is going to sing this in Russian now," and I was going to back out, but then once you put me on the spot, I was like, and so thinking about from singing it in Russian in Kiev to sing it tonight in Sydney, that's just an amazing thing to be a part of, and to carry what we've been able to carry and the faithfulness of God, seeing the faithfulness of God through these cities with us is amazing. Things that we'll never know how God took care of things, you know, throughout this tour.
Yeah. Well, I think the spirit of the tour is in this room, you know. We got Shelley's telling me to wrap it up. That's that's not the first time she's told me that. And but we got Austin Bell in the circle with us. He's that cute little happening kid you saw on the blog, and all the girls around the world were like, God, that kid is cute. That's Cheryl Bell, who's our event director's son. And then Tony's over there. Garrett has rolled in, and Garrett represents all of these team leads from 17 cities, people with jobs who don't work for passion, who've got an email box full of stuff they need to be doing right now, but yet who've given days, weeks, months of their lives to help us make this happen. And we got Jennifer Hill walking through, Garrett's partner, my assistant, who's also been one of the team leads for Sydney and wants me to know that. And Jamie Waddy also, who isn't going to walk through, but will act as if she were because she was part of their team. And Bill Hearn's over here. He doesn't want to get mentioned on the Passion Podcast for legal reasons. But he is our label partner at EMI. With Six Steps, and it's just awesome having him down here. Cheryl has just popped in the door. Cheryl, come in and close this thing out for us. We've had David Crowder and Shelley on the same podcast, which is an event in and of itself. But you've been carrying this ball with your team for years, And who knows how many hours that you've logged in, and these kids of yours, Lauren and Austin, and your husband David. It's just been like a team event for a long time. Tell us your thoughts as we walk away from Sydney tonight, and this thing that we've dreamed about for all these months and years has happened.
It has happened, and there's a mix of emotions. A lot of relief, a lot of, you know.
Don't you love it? Crowder just talks about going bowling, and Chris talks about something, and I'm just rambling on. Shelley, relief. Cheryl, relief. So you kind of get the idea who does the work in this crew.
Relief, but in a good way, of a sense of a job done and feeling like we've carried the ball and now we're complete. And I love the fact that we've done something similar in so many places, and God has just molded and shaped it and made it so different to each culture and to each country, and be able to stand in the moment every night and it be so different and unique, and that's just God. So it feels pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, you've done a great job, and your team's done a great job, and Austin, you've done a great job as well. Thank you so much for everything, Lauren. Thank you so much for all your hard work and everything that you've done. One of these days, you realize you're going to be leading the Passion World Tour. So all of us will be a distant memory, and Austin will be, will you be leading the worship, or will you be speaking, you think? The worship for sure. How about you, Lauren? Not sure. Might be, will you be running things behind the scenes, or will you be kind of out front taking charge, you think? Behind the scenes? Awesome. Cool. Well, from all of us in the green room at Sydney Entertainment Center, City 17, we're going to sign off, say goodbye on the Passion Podcast. Tony, it's your last chance. Could you just wave to the people? Thumbs up from Tony and a wave. And you guys take care. We'll catch you again soon on the Passion Podcast. Okay, guys. Well, yeah, this is bonus podcast because that was a real official ending, but I'm back. And they're yelling at me to come get in a van or something. But just walking to the to the car backstage, I just saw a door open to the room and just walked in here. And I just want to tell you guys, there'll be another podcast, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. So this is not going to be the last time we talk about the world tour. But I just want to tell you thank you from deep, deep down inside me somewhere. I'm looking around the entertainment center on these beautiful purple chairs in here. It's kind of a horseshoe-shaped thing. It's not a complete circle. And there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people left in the building, and they're all either cleaning up or beginning to take the stage down. And just looking at these empty seats that just a couple of maybe an hour or so ago were filled with the faces of the future of this nation and the world, and just thinking back, all of a sudden, you just race back in your mind to tens of thousands, 100,000 faces like theirs around the world. And I just kind of want to stand in here and take it in, if that's okay with you guys, and just look around, and the room's completely empty now, but it's just unreal what God has allowed all of us to do. And I hope that you feel, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I hope you feel like this is your tour, and that you're not listening tonight going, man, or today, whatever time you're listening, going, God, those guys had a great tour. But I hope you're listening wherever you are right now saying, we had a great tour, because you are as much part of this as we are, and have allowed us to do this by your encouragement, prayers, the support, the gifts of just making an impossible, thing turn into a possible reality. And it's just beautiful. So just from Sydney Entertainment Center, from your friend, Louie, and truth be told, we're going to have to recalculate when we get home, because we've had a lot of podcast listeners in every city. And if you do the math, that's 17 cities times, I'd say there's been dozens at least in every city. So it looks like our numbers are growing, and there's a bunch of us out there, and God's knit all our hearts together. And we get a chance now to just take a deep breath, say, thank you, God, you're amazing. We get a chance right now to stand and look back and say, man, the next time God puts vision in our hearts, what are we going to do? Are we going to say that can't happen, or are we going to say that can happen because God can do anything? And we're going to take that deep breath, and then we know God's going to lead us on and have something for us. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, man, how we love you guys. And it just would have been awesome if the whole podcast audience could have been in the building tonight, and we could have just seen this thing together, but I think you've seen it through different eyes than even I have, and you understand what God has done. So I'm out. I'm getting waved on. This is the official ending of the Sydney Passion Tour podcast. You guys have a great day. We'll be back with you sometime soon on the Passion Podcast. Take care and good day.